John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department here, and for the second time in as many weeks, having to deal with the winter conditions. What do you recall from last week that might help folks out the next few days?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a rough last week there. We had several accidents, so the roads are very icy, so you know, keep that in mind and watch out for the roads out there. You know, you got to leave ahead of time. Get out there early and get those windows defrosted on your car. You don't want to go out there and be running late and then getting on those slippery roads.
And that's a universal thing. Even those who spend the winter maybe at the North Pole, there always is going to be a percentage of people that just that's my number one frustration, is that is that folks don't take the time to defrost and clear their windows before taking out. I mean, not only is it a safety issue for you because you can't see,
right,
and I don't know how many times maybe last week you saw somebody rolling down their window, but that's only one direction. You really don't have you don't have anywhere close to 360 degrees visibility.
Yeah, Bill, we all know it only defrosts when you get to your location. That's when it's finally done. So, yeah, put some effort forward to get those vehicles ready early in the morning if you have some ice on it. Well, if you have a nice vehicle and you have some nice wheels on it, or maybe you have a regular vehicle with some nice wheels on it and you like to keep them, those things have a tendency to walk off from time to time. We have had some reports of stolen vehicle rims and wheels in the area. And so, you know, something to talk about is, you know, we tell you in your car, cell phone, GPS, these things, keep them out of sight, out of mind, so people won't be attracted to them. But with a wheel, a decorative item like that, they're on your vehicle for a reason. You want them to be seen, you know, but they may attract unwanted people who may want to take your wheels from you.
So there was one recent case. It's become more than one recent case.
Yeah, we've had a couple in Bryan the end of January and beginning of February. I've been getting some calls from other media personnel asking, you know, how's this going? Some surrounding people in the county have had some showing up missing. So we thought we'd just take a moment to say, hey, take a look at your tires. If you have nice tires and you're concerned about them, you might be wondering what you can do to protect your vehicle. You can definitely, if you have a garage, always encourage you to put that vehicle in the garage. Some vehicles won't fit, and I understand that. So what you can do is take photographs of your tires and rims, get a good description, the brand for a police officer if it gets stolen. But when you get your rims, take a paint pen, write your driver's license number on the inside of the rim before the tire's put on. That way it's traceable back to you if they're located by an outside agency.
In fact, going back to the tires, and maybe this applies to the rims too, where there are serial numbers, and if you keep your sale receipts, that's a little bit better backup.
That's right. Yeah, you need to be prepared for something that may happen. And of course, keep your vehicle in a well-lit area, or, you know, if you don't have a garage, a gated area that you can keep it behind will keep people out of it. And my number one recommendation, and most cars do come with this, especially if you buy a set of nice rims, is a locking lug nut will always deter a thief from getting those rims. If they don't have the key to get that lug nut off, it's hard for them. Not going to waste their time doing it. If you make it easy for someone, they're going to take advantage of. So these are some things to think about to keep your nice wheels on your vehicle.
Perhaps even something as easy as keeping your porch light on, too. You talked about having some visibility.
And we always follow up with, you know, see something, say something. If you see something, your neighbor sees something, some shadows moving in the middle of the night, dogs are barking, don't be afraid to call your local police department, because we'll get a MART unit in the area. Even if we can't find what's going on, the people who are up to no good are going to see us rolling through the area with those spotlights and marked units.
And not only does that help negate their presence that particular time, but could keep them away for more than just that particular evening.
That's right. That's right. Something to think about there. Well, you might see a new speed trailer out in the city of Bryan. That's a device that monitors speed with radar, and it displays the speed and the speed you should be going on the trailer in front of you, and has lights that flash your speed up to you. It's a great tool. We have a new unit that you might see deployed around the community in neighborhoods and high traffic areas where we're trying to monitor traffic. It does record speeds, and we take that data, look at the data, and see, do we have a speeding problem in this area, and how to appropriately address enforcement and putting motorcycle officers over there, or police officers to patrol through that area.
Let us know when you're going to have that deployed in certain areas, not because I want to gun my vehicle, but for instance, my speedometer, the actual needle, is different than I happen to have a new enough card that also displays digitally. And those two numbers are off, and
that's common. You typically manufacturers will put your speedometer under the actual speed limit to protect you. We do get calls from time to time. We have a new one that's up and running now. It's ran by the traffic safety unit. Sergeant Steve French is in charge of that. If you have questions on that or you'd like to know where it is deployed, you can definitely call the police department at 209-5300, 209-5300 to ask where that's at, and I'll try to get its location for you next week. I think it was currently deployed at Cavett and Edge in Bryan, and that's a 30-mile-an-hour road. So if you're wondering how far your speedometer's off, let's not go in intervals of 30, 40, 50.
No. I promise to not
Please. That's not what that's there for. But you might see it around. It is a good tool. It flashes red lights when you're going over the speed limit. It gets people's attention. I watched it the other day for 15 minutes. It was very entertaining to watch. People weren't paying attention coming through, and those red lights got their attention. They dropped their speed immediately. It's a great tool to have out there, and I'm glad to see the department using it.
It's one of very few things I miss about living in Nebraska, that most cities around the city limits, they actually have one of those devices at the city limits when your speed goes down to 50 or 35 or whatever.
And we can move it anywhere around in the city. We've got different speed limit signs we can put on there, and it's a great tool. If you think you have a speeding problem in your area and you think that's a tool that you might want to use, you can definitely get with Sergeant French and y'all can discuss that. We are in February of 2011, so it's 2010 sticker week. Our officers are out there looking for stickers that say 2010 on them, so you need to take the time to take a look at your when you're de-icing your windshield in the morning, take a look at your stickers, or tonight when you get home, and make sure none of them say 2010 on them, because you know it's 30 days into the new year. You've had plenty of time to get those stickers up to date, so please get those checked out so you don't get an unfortunate knock on the window from your local law enforcement.
And in fact, that's a great way for patrol officers to pull vehicles over, and then they find something in addition to just the violation. I just find it astounding how many drug seizures and how many drunk drivers even are caught just because of something like that.
That's true. Yeah, take a look at your stickers and or tell your significant other, hey, get out there and check those stickers so I don't get stopped tomorrow. I'm going to the grocery store or on the way to work.
Well, in fact, make it a couple routine. Go out there, not only check the sticker, but check your turn signals and your headlights and your brake lights and your license plate.
There you go, Bill.
And make sure it's all working.
But otherwise, it's been a good week. We did Spanish Citizens Police Academy last night. It kicked it off, and Thursday we'll be kicking off our English Citizens Police Academy. It's a lot of fun. Our 10-week program is off and running. If you have any questions about it, I definitely could help you answer that. So if anyone wants to get a hold of me, our Sergeant French at the Bryan Police Department, you can always call the main line at 979-209-5300, extension 5300.
Officer John Agnew, the Bryan Police Department, as always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. We'll get to community calendar and Tom Second Sportscast in a moment. We have received word from the Brazos County Commissioner's Court that the burn ban has been reinstated in Brazos County and will be going on until further notice. So again, the burn ban has been reinstated in Brazos County. 7 minutes from 6, News Talk 1620 WTAW.